she said. I'm coming. I turned back in time for the door to be slammed in my face.
She didn't invite us in, said Leslie.
Not being invited in is one of the boxes on the suspicious behaviour bingo form that every copper carries around in their head, along with stupidly overpowerful dog, and being too fast to supply an alibi. Fill all the boxes and you too could win an all-expenses-paid visit to your local police station. It's Sunday morning, I said. Her dad's probably still in bed. We decided to wait for Abigail downstairs in the car, where we passed the time by rooting through the various stakeout supply bags that we had accumulated over the year. We found a whole tube of fruit pastels, and Leslie had just made me look away so she could lift her mask to eat one, when Abigail tapped on the window. Abigail, like me, had inherited her hair from the wrong parent, but being a boy, mine just got shaved down to a fuzz, while Abigail's dad used to troop her over to a succession of hair salons, relatives, and enthusiastic neighbours in an attempt to get it under control. Right from the start, Abigail used to moan and fidget as her hair was relaxed, or braided, or thermally reconditioned. But her dad was determined that his child wasn't going to embarrass him in public. That all